It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood because today is today and it exists and time will continue to move on. And with that, Outliers, I want to welcome you to the Outliers Edge podcast. My name is Niyama Shang, and I just feel really honored to be a part of your journey. Welcome to the podcast where we support and champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity by helping them leverage what makes them different in order to make their difference in the world. It's fun to me because today we are joined by an incredible outlier, Asha Lilling. Asha, like, thank you so much for just like being here. Thank you for bringing you to the table. And Asha Lilling, like, there's something that's going on through my mind here, which is like I was singing the song as I started this thing off, and it reminded me of a Spotify playlist that I like. I'm a Spotify artist where I literally would just go hit record and sing for about like a minute and then post whatever song came out for me in that minute. I'm like, as I was saying, I was like, this feels familiar. There's a song that I haven't done in a while. Oh yeah, hey there. Looks like you want to come back. All right, we'll let that play. So thank you so
Was
much.
a
Like,
beautiful little drop in.
thank you. I appreciate you bringing that out of me. Like, is it something I'm like, oh, huh? Good to see you again. It's been a little while since we last had fun together. That's awesome. Absolutely. Like, thank you so much for being who you are. What I'd like to do as we continue to drop in together is just share a bit about who you've been to me and how you've shown up for me. Like, right now, yeah, the difference that you've been making on me. Are you good with that?
Beautiful, let's do it.
Yeah. So I know I'm going to do this. I don't know what I'm going to say. So just give me a second to actually like take you in. So we just had a beautiful exchange right before we came into this conversation. And one of the things that you did in that case, and I think the singing is an example of that. It's like it's born and manifests from that. It just reminded me about who I am and how like exactly how I show up is enough. Right, it's already enough. Like, not just enough, but it's already enough. And there's something in there that whatever piece of the puzzle was kind of like hanging underneath the table and I couldn't find, you picked it up and you put it right back there. So I appreciate that. So that's what I got from you more recently. But beyond that, like, one of the things that really shines through for me is like, and I think this is really important because it's like you are able to you blend you're like you blend worlds. And I get that you have like deep technical knowledge about a lot of different things, but you're able to make all that technical knowledge very practical as well. And you have this ability to play with deep expertise and bring it into ways that can continue to help someone's well-being as well as other areas of their life from their business and beyond. And I think that I can feel and like experience the bridge with you. In a way that feels distinct from others who might have a couple different things that they bring together. I actually just see how like my experience of you is that you live being that bridge. So I am, that's who you've been to me so far, and I'm looking forward to where this conversation goes from here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Asalili, why don't we? I've given people a chance to get to know you from like my experience of you. Why don't you share a bit about yourself personally, and then tell us more about like your mission and like what you're up to in this world.
Beautiful. Thank you. Oh, I've had quite a few people ask me this question over the last couple of weeks. I guess, how did I get to be where I am at in my career? Because I do something quite unique. I'm a business astrologer. So, first and foremost, I guess I started my first online business when I was probably about 11 years ago, when I was in my early 20s. And it was a network marketing business, and I was so excited, like 23, 24. I was so excited by the thought that I actually didn't have to go to a 9-to-5 job and that I could make money online with a community of really incredible young people. And I was so liberated by that because I'm a creative, not an academic. And I guess I've always been really passionate about helping people to find their purpose in their work because from a young age, I'm also a sacred geometry artist, self-taught. So from a young age, I've always known that I've wanted to follow a creative path in my work. But, over the past decade and even before, that time, like when I was, had just come out of high school, I guess I looked around so often and just saw so many people who were so unhappy or so misaligned or so lost or just didn't have any sense of like, wow, I love what I do. So over the past 10 years, I have really wanted to create a career around helping people to find that spark, like helping people to find something they're super passionate about and that they can actually make money out of. And it wasn't until a few years later that I really discovered astrology as a tool for self-mastery and a tool to really deeply know yourself and to know others and to know the world, that I realized, I was like, that 25-year-old life coach, and I saw the funniest meme like a few months ago, and it was like, God give me the confidence of a 25-year-old life coach. And although I do think there is an element of truth to that as well, because with the Great Awakening, the way that the planet is evolving and that there are so many really incredible enlightened and I guess awakened young souls. So we're bringing in so much wisdom that we do really need to look to the younger generation. So I thought, astrology is really a tool that I can use that is so precise and it is so accurate to help somebody understand what their purpose in their life is. And over that period of time, I had, grown a network marketing business. I'd quit my job. I'd moved overseas to Bali, where I lived for 7 years. I was traveling internationally. I also started a business as an artist where I, started to gain international recognition and get clients and do big commissions in resorts and things like that, where I was painting these large scale sacred geometry like activation portals. But then the, that like practical technological guide kind of was like, come on, I want to do some business stuff. So that really, I guess I got steered in a new direction after that. And I thought I want to be able to help conscious creatives and entrepreneurs to be able to find their purpose in their work and to find a really natural way that they're designed to make money. So I paired, business mentoring with astrology. And I guess that's kind of how things evolved into this business astrologer mentor role. But really, I'm also a human design projector, so I just have that ability to like see people's highest potential within them, and then give them those like downloads of that insight of like, hey, you should be doing this, or like, and then people get those light bulb moments. So I love being in the role of something where I can like facilitate somebody's flowering of like, oh wow, like I could do this, The flowering of really just seeing somebody have those light bulb moments of like, wow, I could do this, or like I have the potential to do that, or like I've thought about that, but now that you've like I've had this objective, I guess, reflection of like the possibility of doing those things. Like I just love that moment when people step into their greatness and they own, the next level of their evolution, and they see possibility in being able to do that. And to do something different. And I think that's what I really love about, the whole theme of your podcast is the outlier, because, I'm a sun in Aquarius, and Aquarius is the outlier. Aquarius is the one who's different. It's like the weirdo, the one who's going to go and like take the unbeaten track or be the eccentric one. So yeah, I just really value the whole theme around what your podcast is about in leadership, but doing it in a different way,
Absolutely. And there's something in here that that plays out where it's like I've been finding the more that I'm like, go do it different, I'm realizing like just do it you. Like there's so I don't know, there's so many stars in the sky. There's so many like people on this planet. It's like, and if you're able to just do you, that in and of itself is inherently different. Like it just cannot be replicated. You sparked something in me when you talked about people like just playing like at a higher level and going after bigger goals and becoming all of who they are or being all of who they are as they do this here. And I would love to put that like right on the table for us as we go on here, because I realize that there's a part of me that right now you talked about like the business technical like person was like, hey, by the way, let's get back to like the business side of things. And I have that lens within me, right? I think a lot of us outliers have it as well. Like we're not one thing, you know, we're not like just the business person or just the, you know, I used to be, I was a former actuarial consultant, you know, so it's not like I'm just the numbers guy. Like it's like a multiple things live inside it. So as we have this conversation, let's keep looking at like what our next games would be. Like I get really, like that's really fun for me, you know, to know like what does the next level of our game look like? And I like just wanted to spend some time here just speaking about like your like I'll call it your juxtaposition, like how you actually came into the place where you took these various components of you, and it's clear that you're knowledgeable in so many different areas, and found a way to bring them into like one way of expression in the world right now. So tell me about that process. And I think the two things that I'm thinking about here is this. Let me try and think about like where I feel like it'd be really meaningful for outliers. And outliers, you can let me know in feedback, you know, you can leave like let me know like, hey, you missed it, or you're like, hey, you're on the right track. But where I feel like it would be not just it'd be like the moment where you were like actually confronted with it, you know, a moment where you knew like, hey, I actually need to like listen to this part of me, you know, and then how the world that had known you already, like how you in my mind how you brought them into this new world, how like what you had to deal with or what how you ended up navigating, actually allowing who you are like in this space to like come through. What are your thoughts?
Oh, that's such a great question. It was very organic. Just, when I get that call, or when I get that pull, or I feel that string that's like, hey, this is, something's pulling you over here, or something is wanting to, a new door is wanting to open. But my thought process is very like systematic and very like, as you've observed, like practical, and I like things to be in order. But a bit about like, if we can talk a little bit about astrology, like in my birth chart, and if you're born around 1989, within a couple of years, but a year before or after there, we're born at a time of the great Saturn and Neptune conjunction. And Saturn is that like very practical, systematic, organized, committed, diligent energy, where it's like, I can bring that practical, physical manifestation into this world. But then Neptune is the visionary. It's where all information from otherworldly realms exist. It's like the infinite field of oneness, creativity, compassion, spirituality. So people like born with these two planets that sit really close next to each other, kind of like have this imprint of being the practical visionaries. We're sort of like the people who can download the visions, but then very practically put them into some sort of system. So, I guess it's two parts, like embodying that practical nature, but then also listening and being open to receive the divine guidance and the information of where spirit wants you to go, really. So I don't know if that was like I guess the right answer.
There's no right or wrong. So that one, so in terms of it being the right answer, it absolutely was not. And in terms of it being the wrong absolute answer, it absolutely was not. Like it was your answer. So that let's let that sit. What you might have seen me move a little bit here and outliers up in a different location while we're recording this. So like my camera, like you get to see so much more. So that I'm there's so much more information being shared. What was really coming for me was just like this level of a bit of like an aha or like or at least like a like a question that was worth that felt worth pursuing, which was I don't know. So I was born in 1986, and like that will never change. So if anyone's ever wondering how old I am, you can always just go right back to this episode because it's right there. But what was going on was this component of for me thinking, absolutely, like she's found some way to like came the visionary, you know? And when you talked about like the imprint, what I got from that was like maybe, and it doesn't have to be true or anything like that, but I'd be curious like if anything sparks up for you. But it's like maybe there was no like taming involved. Maybe it's just like it's like a natural proclivity to towards this. And so like I'm in awe, like how do you do the visionary thing? Like how do you make astrology sound so concrete and practical, you know, rather than like 'cause I hear other people talk about astrology and like it's like it doesn't get down to the ground, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, but it feels it like I feel like I can keep having conversations. I feel like I can trust. I feel like I can like use this in a very meaningful and practical way for my life. And so I'm listening. I'm like, oh, how does that come along? And one of the things that I realized was like, there may just be a natural proclivity towards this, and which I think is like, for me, very freeing in the sense of like, oh, and she said there's like 3 years worth of this out there. Like there are people out there that like where this might come easy to that could be great partners and so on and so forth. So this is something that like that was shifting inside of me there. So what I guess all that to say, I want to get your response to it. And I think I was really, really getting you in what you were saying. So like in terms of there was no right or wrong answer, but it wasn't incorrect, at least not for me.
I don't think it's what you expected.
It is though. I think that's the thing. I think that's the I like
Which is fun.
I want to give space to that. Like it is what I expected, but not really. And I think that like, and I do mean this really earnestly. I bring people on here who like think differently than me, right? Purposefully, because like I don't downplay myself, but I think there are a lot of phenomenal people. And I have found that when I am with other people who are independently interesting, I get better, they get better, you know? So like it is exactly what I expected in the sense of like, this is probably gonna be something that I know nothing about. You're like, do you mind if I bring in astrology? I was like, well, I'm out of my depth here. So whatever comes, comes. But it really is that. And my invitation is like, to whatever extent, if you can keep bringing the unexpected to this conversation, I think I'll be deep, like you deeply moved me there. Like I just felt like, I was like, oh, I'm doing this. I'm trying to become something that I don't need to be. There's at least 3 years worth of people out there. I'm good. Let's cover it. I can go find them or they can find me or whatever it is. So yeah, just, yeah, that really feels, that feels true. That feels like real for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I just, like honestly, my whole physiology is like my shoulders are like relaxing. I'm like, So we'll pick it up here. Is there anything that you want to say on any of that, any of what we just on that part of the conversation before we move on?
Yeah, I think like there was a new, like when you opened that question, there was like a key word that you used. It was like something like in the word of like resistance, or like what was the barrier that you have to break through or something. And there really was no barrier. It really was just, divinely guided. And I don't, obviously there are points in life and business where you have to get through that comfort zone. You have to, meet your demons and you have to do something different. But it's always, follow the flow, follow the ease, follow the divine messages, follow the spark, follow the excitement, and then it all kind of just unfolds from there,
Yeah, it's a really fun time that we're having right now, because I'm like, you're catching me at a point where two things are happening. I knew with an E there, like there was a time where I had where I know was if I said yes, it would have been in the present, but now I feel like it's in the past. And then there's that. But that new feeling was deep, like a deep knowing. You get what I'm saying? Now it's like I do know intellectually. And when I talk to you, different parts of it come together. Like, oh yeah, you remember that deep knowing that was unshakable, because you had like those parts are coming into place as well, you know. And so, I'm enjoying the conversation. I hope as that these kinds of conversations have these moments for other outliers and whatever way is meaningful for them. Because I ultimately I'm like, I'm not here to teach anyone anything new. I just want them to remember something about themselves that they might have forgotten. You know, and then be able to leverage that, put that in a very practical way. Like, did you learn astrology like actively because you're like, oh, okay, I want to do the business, but I have that. No, you were doing sacred geometry. So does sacred geometry have to deal with astrology? Is that are they tied together?
Yeah, I just they are very much tied together because, sacred geometry is virtually, that is what astrology is. It's the relationship between moving parts, which are always constantly creating geometry in the sky. But I guess where I really found astrology was, I just remember this day when I picked up this book by Osho, and he talks about, certain astrological placements or activations happening in the sky, and then different earthly events happening throughout history, and being able to look.
Yeah, so
So,
you were saying?
yeah, astrology is, it's the correlation between earthly events and celestial movements. So it allows us to be able to look at, what happened 50 years ago, and what can we anticipate the themes that might be either happening for an individual or for the collective. So when I, that kind of really landed for me, I was like, oh wow, yeah, like this is real. I guess that's kind of where the whole astrology journey started. It was like when I opened that book, and then it was just down the rabbit hole from there.
So let me ask you, what do you find for your clients that come in? I like to look at it from this standpoint, and then we're going to start wrapping up this part of the conversation. But for the clients that come into your world, A, are a lot of them like bought into like the connection between them? Are they like, oh, I follow my own astrology already, and like I would love to be able to connect it to business? Or like, do they find that they're coming in and they're like, someone told me you do magic, and so I don't like it doesn't I don't care how it works, but like whatever has happened in my world is not working. I could use support. How did like where like tell me a little bit about your clients and where they come in with you, and like how you support them. I'm curious about this.
Yeah, thank you. Well, this is, I guess, a cornerstone of my business that I'm always constantly looking at and refining and making sure that I have crystal clear, is who is my ideal client, who is my dream avatar person. And that's working with conscious creatives and spiritual entrepreneurs is who I love to work with, people who are like on this journey of self-discovery, but also are passionate about business and making the planet a better place. So, yeah, I guess it's like just really understanding who my clients are, but they've already got that inclination towards spirituality. I find that most of them are not super well versed in astrology, but they understand the very basics of it. And I think they're at this point where they're really wanting to know more and explore more. And I find that, after people have readings, they tend to sort of do a lot more self-study. Like, I send them all their placements on YouTube and like, go and check this out, and so that they can further and deepen their knowledge around that. So that most of them are really already on some type of spiritual journey,
And I like bringing this in here because I'm like, oh, I'm really, I am, I'm a fan of the different, right? But not in like it's interesting because like for some reason I have no, sorry, this is coming to me in real time. I was about to give a bit of a disclaimer for why I said I was a fan of the different and like trying to describe what I meant by that. But the reality is that I'm building my mastery in difference. And so as it goes on, I'm able to see different kinds of nuances with it. And I realize like there isn't I'm different in the like almost like the I'm a fan of the natural difference, like the thing that like people just geek out on, like this, like and they just bring it to life. I'm like, well, how do you take this natural difference of yours and make it work? How do you get clients from it? How do you build things around it? Like how do you like sustain your livelihood? How do you continue doing like what you're doing out in the world, regardless of like if you like I guess gonna have a I'll even say this, like I have a lot of different conversations with a lot of different people, but they're all still in like the leadership, improvement, self-discovery, self-help. Like there's still like a growth like commonality to them. We haven't even gotten a difference in that regard yet, So I want to I think it'd be really good for us to like start bringing this conversation to a close, but to bring in something about like what you have found works for you, being who you are, and like how you choose to get things done or how you choose to be in the world, what you found to be really like work really well for you to actually bring people into your world this way. I guess my thing is just like, all right, cool. Like, how are you leveraging this to like actually incorporate it into the business? How are you make I don't know if like it's how you're re bringing your teams on or your marketing or whatever it is. And I'm not particular when it comes to this, because I can only ask the question from my standpoint. I think I'm really just like, where else are you incorporating you into the work that you do in the business you have? And how are you navigating that? And if you can share just a bit of that, I think it'll just get us like plant some seeds for us to be thinking about outside of here as well.
Yeah, beautiful. I guess staying true to the vision for my vision, but really understanding what my dream client's ultimate vision is. And you look out on social media or you look out in the marketing world, and there's so much like fear-mongering marketing. It's like, if you don't do this, then you're going to struggle with this, and like really highlighting people's pain points. And I understand that, yes, like people have got problems and they need them resolved, and you can speak into that, but I don't like that, creating this worst case scenario picture to bring somebody into my business. I don't want to fear monger people into my business. I want them to look at the highest vision and the highest picture for their life. So that's what I want to paint through my message is, encouraging people to look at like, what is your highest vision for the world? Like, how do you see yourself fitting in that? And, focusing my whole message and my whole marketing around their desires. Like, what do you really, truly, deeply want to experience that excites you? And then know that inside out of your dream client, and get really clear on what sets them alive. Not fear-mongering them into, you better buy this program because, you're gonna go broke or something. It's just like, what's the highest vision for your life? So yeah, just really, I guess building relationships based on a shared vision and being very clear about what my own message is and being very clear about what my own vision and mission is, so that then people can relate with that and they can say, oh, that's me. I want that too. And then we have a common ground and our energies get brought together because of our common visions, not because of some fear-mongering thing that I said that triggered something in them, and then they end up here, and then later they're like, oh, why am I actually here?
Well, I do, because I mean, I think all of us have been on the other side of that to some extent, right? So let's go ahead and we'll wrap up this part of the conversation here. It's been an absolute pleasure here. Absolutely. What has been, if there's one thing you want people to walk away with, a takeaway, I call it an outsight. What's one outsight you'd like outliers to walk away with from this conversation?
That's a beautiful piece. I think what do I want you to walk away with is, I think it sort of really comes back to that vision piece again of like, take some time to actually sit down and get really clear about what is your ultimate vision. And when you've got that vision solidified, take it even a step further. And like, that might be your vision within your comfort zone, but what is the vision that's like so big and massive and scary that like you wouldn't even write down? Like, go further, take it further. Like, if you have a dream that you want to build like your dream home, what is your dream that's like 100 million times bigger than that? And then focus on that so that then there's not so much like resistance in putting your dream up on a pedestal, because now you've got this way, way, way bigger dream. And that dream initially that you had is kind of like not so scary anymore. And you're just tapping fully into the biggest, largest, kind of most scariest. Like, if it's so cliche, but I've really been reflecting lately on like some of my dreams, and I'm like, that scares the shit out of me. Like, am I going to be able to do that? Am I going to be able to go and build like three? Like, my vision is to build three in Australia, in Hawaii, and in Indonesia, is to build three conscious communities. And that's going to require big investment. So I'm like, I'm just going to stay true to that, stay high to the biggest vision. And if it doesn't scare you, then it's not a big enough dream. So, yeah, that's what I'd like to share.
Well, we will take that. Thank you very much here. And I want to also just thank you for explicitly talking about your vision. I think a lot of times we can get, so you'll notice with me, I have to watch my own language. There's no, like, I'm talking about the hypothetical we, let me say I get into spaces where I'm like, oh, I'm all about my purpose and I'm all about my vision. And then it's like, but I never actually say it, you know? And then I can't invite people in to come help me create this vision because we don't know what it is, you know? And
Totally.
so I'm very happy that that you put into this space like what your actual vision is, what it is that you're actually here for. That works. That really works. All right, awesome. And if someone is like deeply interested in this vision, or it's like, hey, I too wanted to find a practical, like a bridge between, like, you know, business and astrology. Like, what's the best way that someone can continue down the journey with you?
You can come to my website, www.ashalily.com, and I'm over on Instagram at asha.lily.tien, TIEN. And you can come and join my little journey over there. Come and say hello. I'd love to know what you're passionate about, what lights you up, and just come and connect. And if you'd like to have a reading, I've got several different types of reading. I do 12-month business forecasting. I do actually branding with astrology. So I use different keys in your astrological chart to help you build a brand based around your astrological blueprint, and also purpose, career, and prosperity readings to help you get clarity on what your purpose is and how you can make money. So if you'd like to come and have an astrological reading, just jump over to my website.
That's absolutely fantastic. Woo! It's been quite a conversation here. So let me ask you this here as we wrap up. What I'd like to do is end with what I call the time capsule question. And the time capsule for me is about leaving a message right now for you to go and come back to, let's say, 5, 10 years from now, right? So what's the message that you would like to leave for yourself that is like infused with the wisdom you have in this present moment that you just think that a future you would really appreciate being reminded of?
Yeah, this is a, I guess it's, this is something that I think about often because I think about connecting in with that future version of myself very frequently. Like I have these, visual meditations where I, can see and hear and feel like myself in 10 years, and I ask for guidance from that person that exists. In 10 years, in like that, in that future timeline. And it's, n I don't know if it's really like a statement or a quote or a guidance of word, but it's really for anybody who is, listening to to this, is to actually drop in to that future version of yourself and see it, see what it's all about. Like, where am I? What am I wearing? Who am I with? What am I doing? So it's really like, I guess, fast forwarding and tuning into that future vision of myself.
All right, cool. Like, let's come back here. That and outliers, if you're listening to this and you're like, hey, this conversation felt a little broken up. We had some connectivity issues throughout here. We try to like go around it here, but
It
let's
is
just call it.
Mercury retrograde.
There it is, right?
Put
We'll
a
call
blame
it
it
this.
on
There's yeah,
that.
there's a lot of like this disruption, cosmic disruption. So we'll end here. I do want to like really give space to this. So you've been gracious enough to give outliers an exercise that can do to go and talk to that future self. And I'm going to invite you in this moment again, actually, to like if you can almost like project forward to that vision. I know there's some kind of like chicken and egg situation now. That's like wait, you're interrupted with the flow of time. But if there's a message you could leave for yourself, based on what you know right now, that you just wouldn't want yourself to forget, what's the message that you would leave for yourself right now that your 10-year-old self later on would be like, oh, thank you so much. I almost forgot that. It's really meaningful right now.
Yeah, of course. Well, I guess it's a little practice that I have that rather, like when we talk about, like the, I guess, the time capsule message, but what the exercise that I have is like tuning into myself, 10 years into the future. And, I tune into that person and I ask for guidance from that person. And I ask, the highest manifestation of myself that has been through a huge journey and has evolved, and they've had the success and they've had the opportunities, and they're now like in the dream life space, like the highest manifestation. And I ask, guide me today. Like, what am I supposed to be doing today to get to where you are? And I drop in and I sit and I spend time with that future version of myself of, what am I wearing? Who am I with? Where am I in the world? What am I doing? What causes am I contributing to? And I really just want to be able to tune into the most evolved version of myself so that I can use that energy to like ground back into this life right here, right now. And yeah, just use it as like a visualization, as a meditation, as an exercise to call in my daily practical, actionable things. Like, tell me, what am I supposed to be doing today to get to that highest manifestation version of myself 10 years into the future?
So we'll leave it at that there here. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for for spending the time and for sharing your experience, your wisdom, your practices, and just the way you see the world here. It's been great fun, highly practical, and also just like highly like just a good time. So with that here, thanks for being the outlier that you are. Keep being incredibly successful and journey on.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.